This episode of Rob Has a Podcast is sponsored in part by our patrons who make all of my days a lucky beard day. Find out more about the benefits of becoming a patron of RHAP at robhasawebsite.com/patron. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who says, don't call us, we'll cultor you, Rob Cesternino. Hey everybody, how's it going? Very excited for Big Brother 16, fun season, fun stuff, and ready to talk about episode number 4 live here on a Wednesday night. I'm here with the main guy in the all-dude alliance that we have here talking about Big Brother. Here he is, Brian Lynch. Brian, how are you?
I'm great. And one thing you'll never catch me doing is apologizing for plotting against you, Rob, because that's never going to happen.
Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Tonight, when we go to sleep in our bedroom, Brian, I will ask you if you really are who you say you are, and unless if you're hiding anything from me, and I want you to be honest with me, we'll have a talk like Devin and Donnie did.
Yes. And then I'll say something profound that will melt your heart and you'll trust me forever.
Yes, very good. Very good stuff. All right. So we're here live Wednesday night. We've got the chat room open here on robhasawebsite.com. We also are taking your tweets at the hashtag RHAP, as well as on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. So very excited here. First of two nights here back to back as the Big Brother week picks back up. Going to talk about everything that happened on the episode tonight. And then Brian and I are going to get into the live feeds. We will not spoil anything before we tell you, so we'll give you a chance. If you're just a TV show, I don't mean to say just a TV show watcher, you're as good of a person as a live feed watcher, right? If you just watch the TV show.
Yes, I think it's important to have those people that just watch the TV show, because you can see actually what the difference is in perception.
Yeah. And so good. So we are going to talk about the TV show, and then I'll let you know. Still haven't been able to fix the buzzer, so I will just have to give you a verbal warning of what's going on when we get to the live feeds. Also, some news. This is, of course, tomorrow night we will have our show live after the eviction. Ian Terry will be joining us. Then Sunday night, we will be speaking with Judd is going to join us on Sunday night. And then on Monday, we'll speak with the first player evicted from Big Brother 16. We'll have the exit interviews again on Rob Has a Podcast this year. Those are going to be audio only. I get them on the phone, and because CBS is closed for the 4th of July here in the U.S. on Friday, so they're closed for business. So I will speak with whoever gets kicked out on Thursday. They will make them available for press on Monday, and then we will shift to our regular spot on Friday morning. So then on Friday, I will speak with everybody who gets kicked out of the house up until we get to the jury. So we are off to the races here on Big Brother 16, Brian.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to do.
Yeah, let's just talk big picture before we get to the episode. You know, from over the weekend and the last show that we did on Sunday night, there was a lot of talk about how dumb Joey was over the weekend. Did you feel like the show depicted Joey as poorly as we possibly may have thought she would be depicted over the weekend?
No, I mean, definitely not depicted as poorly as she was being talked about in the house. I mean, you saw that one clip of Devin saying she was definitely the worst player ever, however, but I don't know. It just the whole house was saying she was like the worst player ever.
Yeah, it was really, from what I was watching over the feeds on the weekend, and even some of the stuff I was reading online, people were just calling her such an idiot. And the show really did not give her a, you know, negative edit. It certainly, you know, did not make her look like a genius, but she didn't come off looking nearly as bad as Devin did on Sunday night.
I think it's because we didn't realize as feeders what Amber's involvement in the whole thing was, right? Because we just thought, because all this had happened pre-feed, and we just thought on the retail, like Joey had thought, because she was the one telling it, that she was the one that exposed herself, when really Amber had kind of busted her. Well, if you want to say, Derek even kind of busted them talking. and exposed them. So it really wasn't Amber that exposed them.
Okay, so other top stories that we have, the power of veto competition. Donnie comes down. Boy, Donnie really is getting the hero edit, right, Brian?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, anytime somebody gets targeted for something when they're telling the truth and someone thinks that they lie, I mean, it's really easy to make that into, like, you know, I mean, he's not the victim, but I mean, it's unfortunate for him, at least, that he's not being trusted when he's telling the truth.
Gotta think Donnie's gonna show up in this Team America.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. I mean, his best shot is winning this vote, because I hear that Ariana Grande is talking about voting for her brother now, so...
It's happening. All right. So the Grande troops are coming. The Grande army is the cavalry is on its way. So we are all set up for Thursday night, eviction night, where we will see Pow Pow and Joey battle it out here on the very long nominations here for the first week of Big Brother. Next week is going to feel like it's going to fly by.
Yes, because, I mean, they've been in there for two, by the time, it'll be 2 weeks by the time they get to their first nomination. So that's a long time for them to be in the house.
Yeah, because for us, we knew who was nominated from Thursday. So it's a couple extra days in the Big Brother week, but we'll be off and flying for the next eviction for week two. Okay, let's talk about the episode. Of course, we start off with the aftermath of the Battle of the Block. And Brian, I like the Battle of the Block so far, because it's sort of a cool dynamic where, you know, you start off where this person, if me and you are on the block against each other, we have to work together. We're like teammates. And then when we lose, now all of a sudden, now we go from, we were teammates before, and now we have to sort of work against each other.
Yeah, it was kind of like season 13 with the Keys, right? Where you're nominated as a couple and you try to, you know, fight together to win the veto or whatever, but when you get the golden key to stay or whatever, right?
Yeah. And so Pow Pow, she calls Donnie her best friend in the house.
Yeah, that was interesting that she was talking about how outside of the house she's a selfish person, and inside of the house it surprises her that she's willing to put his needs in front of hers. I mean, that's powerful, really. I mean, it's good news for Donnie fans that he has that effect on people in the house.
You know, here's something I'm noticing pretty early on about Donnie. I don't think it takes much to endear yourself to Donnie. I think that if you just like walked up to Donnie and be like, hey, Donnie, I like your beard. I like your beard. He'll be like, oh, thank you so much for saying that. I really appreciate it. I think that you and I are great friends. And if you just engage Donnie in any conversation, he's your friend for life. He's like the dog. If you like drop something on the floor, that he's going to follow you around for the next like 6 hours. If you just give Donnie, show Donnie anything, he's so happy. He's so happy. And he's your friend for life.
Yes, because you included him, and I don't know that, I mean, that's something that he uses in the house. It's like, just thank you for just including me in this. I mean, it really makes me feel good that I came in here with y'all, and y'all treat me like this. I just love y'all, and it just never ends. I mean, he's really kind of an adorable character in the house.
Yeah, he's very, very sweet, and, you know, we'll talk about his relationship with Devin, but it was just making me really, really dislike Devin even more when he was being mean to Donnie in the episode.
Yeah, especially when he's like, I'm calling bullshit on his acting.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Yeah. All right. So that when Caleb and Devin and Frankie get together in the HOH, you know, they are, you know, they're all excited because Donnie is going home. The big threat in the house is Donnie, and they're starting to get really threatened by Donnie because, you know, that they realize they saw how good he was in the challenge, and they know what a beast Donnie is.
Yeah, he's a super soldier. He's like Captain America with a beard.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, Devin is really pumped up because he's going to get Donnie out. And I liked when Devin was talking about, you know, in the diary room, he was sort of like, you know, I know that I have a lot of influence in the house because of my charm and charisma. Like, all right, get over yourself, Devin. Take it easy.
Yeah, but I mean, he is so full of himself. You're right. I mean, we've already went over it. I mean, in the middle of the night, he's going to start a new alliance, basically drag new people in without consulting anyone. So, I mean, he's out there.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Like, who would talk about themselves like that in, like, sort of a non-ironic way? Sort of like, well, you know, because of my charm and my charisma, I know that I have a lot of influence in the house. And like, he wasn't even, like, saying it, like, as a joke. Like, he was, like, dead serious talking about that stuff.
Well, it is a joke. I mean, the reason he has influence in the house is because he's a behemoth.
Yeah. All right. So, Donnie and Devin, this is what made me really dislike Devin. So Donnie was crying because allegedly that there are people in the house that care about him. Again, that if anybody is nice to him, it just is, you know, he has... is an emotional wreck. And so it touches him. It makes him cry. And he wants Devin to know that he's not pouting. He just is very moved that people care about him. And Devin is like, you know, this is total BS what Donnie is trying to do, because I know that he's totally an actor and he's messing with us. And I know that this is total BS and I'm not buying it. Like, really, really. What an idiot.
Yeah, and he just thought, I mean, in his mind, he thought that Donnie was trying to get him to go around to the rest of the house and tell him, you know, to get him to tell them that he's not mad at them and upset that he's on the block, that what it is, that he loves them. And it's just, Devin doesn't stay in this state of assholishness towards Donnie for too much longer.
Okay, probably. Get over yourself, Devin, for real. Really. all right, so we said a little bit of the BB ghost, and I'm not exactly sure. You know, at first we knew that Nicole was already afraid of ghosts before she came into the Big Brother house. Brian, was this a self-fulfilling prophecy that Nicole was already worried about ghosts and now she thinks there is ghosts, or was Nicole worried about ghosts and for good reason because the Big Brother house is haunted?
This is like the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life now. That the Big Brother house is haunted. There's people walking behind the walls. You know this. Everybody, this is a given. Yet when she hears somebody knocking on something inside the wall, she's scared of the ghost.
Right. And now, is there any is there any chance that it's not the camera guys on the other side of the wall, that once she says, like, guys, I think there's a ghost, that it's just not like guys messing with her in the walls, like, like, did you hear that? There's something in the walls.
Yeah. And plus, they've got the cameras. They move. You know, they're going to make sounds and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it could be anything. It's not, you're just not going to get perfect sleep in a studio.
Yeah,
I'm guessing.
Do they have the infrared cameras in the Big Brother house that can sort of track the paranormal movements?
Those are like infrared cameras.
Okay, well, good. Good. If there is a ghost, we'll see it on the live feeds or only in the TV show.
I don't know if there's a ghost that we would see it. I don't know that those cameras would catch it. You know, but.
Okay. All right. So
I think they got better stuff to do than hang out at the Big Brother house.
Yeah. All right. Well, that would be interesting. I think if, you know, it makes sense though. If you were like a live feed person, like Brian, if you, passed on into the next world, what would as a ghost, would you go and hang out in the Big Brother house? It would be like, you could watch the live feeds all summer.
Yeah. I mean, if that was an option, yeah, that would be cool, actually.
Okay. That would be heaven for some people.
Oh, or you could just follow Nicole around and just mess with her for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that would be good. Okay. So let's talk about then. So Devin comes up. Donnie comes up to the HOH. He's talking with everybody, and they're talking about his socks. And then he leaves. And then all of a sudden, this other idiot, Caleb, is talking about how Donnie, he knows he's ex-military.
Yeah, because the hair's worn down off of his legs.
Yes.
I mean, is this a thing? Really? I mean, that's not even legitimate. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. And at least Frankie was the voice of reason here.
In the diary room, the voice of ridicule, not the voice of reason, the voice of ridicule.
Yeah. Although he did have to get in at least one, like, who is Frankie? Is he Lady Gaga's friend? Is he Ariana Grande's brother? Like, all right. We didn't forget that you were Ariana Grande's brother. Okay. We didn't forget that.
No. Is she going to come on and do a concert like they did in Big Brother 3 with Sheryl Crow?
Yes. No, she can't. She can't.
She can't?
But, yeah, it'd be unfair.
What's that?
Well, maybe, I guess, if everybody gets a visit from a loved one, why should only his sister get to come?
Well, I'm just saying, they could just, she would just come out and play, and they could go out and enjoy the concert and whatever.
Maybe, at best, they could get her to play the finale. Maybe they could get the people to tune in and she'll rock the finale.
Heck, I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So then we have Caleb talking about that maybe is Donnie an ex SF killing machine, Navy SEAL? But he's locked in that he is prior military.
Yeah, I mean, I get it coming from Caleb that he would think because of the beard, he could be like Special Forces or something. But I mean, you got to look at the dude. He's not like jacked.
But Brian, so, you know a lot about these things. Like, would it really be like, let's say they found out Donnie was Special Forces or some sort, if he was a Navy SEAL, would that give him any advantage in the Big Brother house?
It would put him in a disadvantage if they found out that.
But I mean, I get it on Survivor or something like that. But really, in the Big Brother house, what advantage could that be that he was a Green Beret or a Navy SEAL or any of these things?
Well, I mean, just imagine if you're stuck in a house with someone that is actually trying to sneak up behind you and kill you. They could sneak up, use that talent to sneak up behind you and listen to what you're saying to whoever. I mean, that's a danger. That's a threat in the house.
I guess so. So, all right. So then we go to Devin and Donnie. Do they just sleep in their own room? Does Double D have their own room?
Devin and Donnie, are they have-nots?
No,
they don't even have nots.
After they selected have-nots, maybe Devin and Donnie had their own room, like maybe their roommates were like Cody and Hayden or something.
They ended up in another room.
Anyway, so Devin and Donnie are sort of alone at nighttime, and they're sort of having like pillow talk, and Devin is like, all right, Donnie, are you who you say you are? And he's like, well, what do you mean by that? What are you getting at? And he's saying like, have you ever been in the military? Have you ever done any of those things? Are you? And Donnie was so hurt. He's like, I thought he trusted me. I thought he was going to be my friend. And he's like, if you don't trust
me, he made me feel like I did something wrong and I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Devin is sort of like apologetic about it, and then Donnie's just ended it with like, "Well, I hope you sleep wonderfully." Like, to everybody out there in Rob Has a Planet, I hope you sleep wonderfully tonight too. But I will not be sleeping wonderfully because I'm going to be thinking about Jocasta in the lice costume.
I was saying they're Miami Lice.
Yeah.
They come out with the music and then the little toy boat's like,
All right, so we get have-nots, and they just pick. Did everybody volunteer to be have-nots, or did Caleb pick people?
I think they were all volunteers.
Okay, why would anybody volunteer to be the have-nots? I guess it's just that they it's just like goodwill towards like, hey, don't put me on the block. I volunteered to be a have-not.
I believe so.
Okay. All right, so Brian, in the have-not room, is it actually like, you know, 40 degrees in there?
I don't know. They say it's cold.
Yeah.
But I mean, it can't be that cold.
Yeah. I would be interested to know exactly how cold. Like, the thermometer is showing like minus 20 degrees. I don't think it's like a meat locker, but I'd be interested to know just how cold they make, because the Big Brother house is already cold, right?
I mean, I guess it depends on where you're at, you know?
Yeah. We have Joey, Hayden, Cody. Who was the fourth have not? Did you catch that?
Cody. No, I mean, it's just going to slip my mind okay. until it pops into it later.
All right. So, then we get some, we revisit the Women's Alliance. And of course, El Cuatro was formed on night one, with the women that came into the house the first night. And that was Joey, Pow Pow, Amber, and Brittany. They were the four that started in El Cuatro. And then Joey's just sort of like, hey, time to reconvene Women's Alliance. And she's just sort of like saying it in the open forum. Now, Amber, of course, is in the bomb squad by this point. And I thought it was probably Jocasta's funniest moment on the show, talking about like in the diary room, you can't start an alliance with seven women. Like,
even Jocasta, what is wrong with this girl?
Jocasta, who has an alliance with God, knows this is a idiotic idea to have an alliance with seven girls. That is a terrible idea.
I'm surprised she didn't open up the Bible. It was like, here in Matthew 6:45, it says that thou shalt not start an alliance with more than six women.
Yes. Yeah. So Joey, again, so Joey is sort of like, she's trying to get this going, but, and she says, hey, this is the only time that we have the advantage. When Joey starts talking about this, did Amber say, I need to take my bra off?
Possibly.
Did you catch that? Again, I was watching live, I couldn't go back. But Joey even realizes,
is that a good distraction though?
I don't know. Maybe
good for changing the subject.
Maybe that's her way to do it. Amber, not much of a poker face.
No. I think Brittany was there. I too believe she was one of the have-nots, as Joey was the other one too.
Okay,
I mean,
got it.
Those girls, I guess, were down to do that. It was just Amber had already got sucked into that other alliance and wasn't down to do it. But if she hadn't been, and she would have been down to do it, I mean, they would have been busted anyway, I guess, because Derek had run up to the HOH by that point and already ratted them out.
Yeah. So Joey has at least the sense to know, well, that didn't go well. And Derek is saying, my gut says something is up. And 100% something is up, he tells the guys. And Devin, he decrees, you know, the person who stirs the pot the most goes home. Like, well, that's you. You're the one stirring the pot the most. And I think you're also right about that. We'll see in these next couple of weeks. Finally, Caleb gets to talk to Amber and asks if, I hear that some of the girls are trying to stir up trouble. And Amber's like, I don't know what Joey's thinking. So now crosshairs are on Joey. Caleb says, you know, if you try to start an all-girl alliance in my house, you're out of here. Do not try to start an all-girl alliance in Caleb's house. Got that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, you can't do that because it's his house.
So, well, what do you think about Caleb's glasses?
I don't know. I mean, are they kind of Clark Kent-ish?
I don't know. I feel like I almost feel like Caleb is again, I'm gonna go back to the glasses thing. I feel like, do you think that are they prescription glasses, or do you think that he's just wearing them like as a fashion statement?
I mean, I didn't even see the glasses until this show. So, I mean, actually, they may be more like Peter Parker glasses, but I don't know, Rob.
Yeah. I wonder if he's wearing glasses for just another as a look, as opposed to that he needs them.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah. Okay. So then let's talk about. So Joey and Devin have sort of a heated conversation, and Devin is like giving Joey the death stare. He is furious with her. And so Devin says, or Joey says, so should we go play chess? And they go and play chess, and Joey sort of like is like, I tried something, it didn't work. What are you gonna do? You know, I tried. It's Big Brother. I'm feminist, and you know, she's just sort of like, you know, I threw something at the wall, it didn't stick. Women's Alliance. You know, but there's no coming back from this from Devin.
Oh, no, no. He went straight into the diary room and said, well, this proves to me that you are the worst player in Big Brother history.
Yeah.
And Devin is the authority on Big Brother history.
Yes. Yes, that's right. Takes one to know one is the appropriate thing to say. And Joey's like, well, I thought honesty was the best policy. So, Brian, is honesty the best policy in the Big Brother house?
Well, I mean, we've already talked about one example in this podcast that's almost got somebody evicted already. Donnie's honesty almost got him evicted from the house week one.
Yeah, no, honesty, so not, it might be the worst policy. I think it's the worst. Maybe there is a worse policy. Like, let's go real quick. What are the worst policies than honesty? Racism. Racism, worst policy than honesty.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Homophobia. Anything that's just going to draw a negative attention to you, right? And being honest sometimes draws negative attention to you because sometimes you can be honest about the things that's going to piss people off.
Okay. So we go to the power of veto, and they pick players for the veto. Caleb picks Victoria. Pow Pow picks Zach, and Donnie picks Cody. And Caleb lays it out for us. He says, there is no possible way that Donnie, Pow Pow, or Victoria can beat the Bomb Squad. If they do, I will eat my hat. Did Caleb, in fact, eat any hats this week?
No, he did not.
So he was a hat not this week?
He still thinks he's the hottest thing to touch this planet.
Why do you say that?
I don't know. It's just like he is so, like, oh my God. At one point, Rob, I mean, this is not spoiling anything, but on the feeds, he was talking about how hard it was to be so damn attractive and how that puts, like, negative things in people's minds about you. Like, he had done, because he was attractive, he was a full-blown minority or something. I'm like, Jesus, give me a break.
That's a thing. Ask Rob Lowe about that. It's tough. You know, I have a lot of sympathy for the very attractive, because that people think it's just so easy for them, and they have real problems. You know what that's like, to have people always, you know, wanting to date you, and you know, that's probably just as tough as you know, any minority group out there.
Yeah, I guess not.
It's not easy for these people. And until,
well, nothing's easy for anybody.
Yeah. you know, that attractivism is a thing. And, you know, there's a lot of people who are intolerant of the attractive. And, you know, we're not going to stand for that on this show. People being intolerant of attractive people just for the way they look.
Okay. Well, Caleb is y'all spokesperson.
Yeah. Yeah, my friends Jenna and Heidi could tell you all about this. It sucks. It's hard. It's hard.
Well, when,
it's a hard thing
when
to
Caleb
deal with.
Grows breasts, yanks his top off, and jumps into water for peanut butter and chocolate, then I'll give him the same leeway as Jenna.
Okay, so I thought that this was funny about that. So Paola basically goes into a deep funk. And only Jocasta can cheer her up, because Pow Pow is Pow pouting pretty hard right now.
Yeah, and I mean, true to form, Jocasta's there to pray with her. They are really close. I think actually, Jocasta, I haven't seen this on the feeds, but Jocasta may have invited her into that alliance with God, or maybe God did it while we weren't looking. Who knows?
God pumped her up, but apparently not enough to actually spell a real word. So just that God just got her out of the depression, but maybe she should have prayed to God for some Scrabble skills for Pow Pow.
Yeah, but Kultoru had to have been, I mean, that came from God. God knew if he put that in her head that she would appear to be so stupid to all the other house guests, and it would take the target completely off her back. So God did Pow Pow a favor, I believe.
So we have the Miami Lice Challenge here, which is basically a rehash of a challenge that we have seemingly every season on Big Brother. Famously, the Technotronics thing with Big Jeff. Brian, can you think of any other famous moments from this spelling challenge?
Oh, well, of course, I'm going to be, now that I feel, I don't know. I mean, misunderstanding has been like the word that's won it a couple of times, right? I think Brendan said it like that.
Yeah, misunderstanding has been the right word more than once?
Yeah, because it's, I believe so. Maybe two to three times people spelled misunderstanding.
Why? What's so special about misunderstanding?
Well, I guess it's because it's made up of multiple segments. You got understand, ing, miss, and that's what most people, I've seen some people get the word in your mind and just spell it, right?
Yeah.
Just try to find the letters and spell it. But then I've seen other people say, just gather as many letters and try to hoard the letters and then see what you can make out of it. So I think it would be a good strategy to start with a base word and then try to expand it and keep adding things, suffixes and prefixes and so on. But I mean, splitters, the way that Donnie explained it, he said, well, my dad had a splitter, and then I thought, well, what if he had two of them? And so I found an S, but splitter would have won it for him with eight letters. So
okay, there you go. So during the challenge, actually, can we talk about the Miami Lice challenge? Like, how did they come up with, like, they're trying to think of, we're going to do the rearrange, go look for the letters challenge. And like, what do you think came first? Were they like, hey, let's do it as a Miami Vice theme? Or like, how did they get like, oh, what if the letters are lice in somebody's head? And it's like, well, what would he call it? Miami Lice. We'll do it like Crockett and Tubbs style, and we'll make it look like the 80s. Like, I'm fascinated with what was the genesis of the idea that got them to a Miami Vice themed challenge where they're looking for lice with the letters on it in somebody's hair, and then you have to to spell the word spelling challenge. Like, they like, there's nothing about Miami Vice that makes you think lice, except that it rhymes. And why would you even think to put letters on lice in somebody's head? Like, that's disgusting. I don't know how they got to it, but it was hilarious.
I believe that they probably had the costume and realized that it was going to look so hilarious that they said at that point, we're going to do the letters as lice.
Okay, so you think they had the Miami Vice costumes and went that way?
Yeah, so lice to letters to Miami Vice.
Okay. All right, so in the challenge, there was a couple of funny moments that Caleb said that he was ready to do this. He graduated high school, so he's ready. that high school diploma failed him, though, today.
What was it that he spelled?
He was so funny after the challenge. He was like, I tried to spell specialized, but I didn't have a P. Like, it was almost like somebody else took over his body and acted completely different than every other time we've ever seen Caleb.
Was that him, I thought, or did he spell competitively?
No, that was Cody. Cody had, Cody spelled competitively.
Right. And then, okay, so specialize. Yeah, and not find a P. So here's what I thought when he said I couldn't find a P. Do they sit there and take out letters? Like before, when they go to throw in the letters and mix them all up, would they take out like all the P's? Right?
Well, Donnie had a P in splitters.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So what was Zach's strategy that he did that he was so proud of? What did he do? He hid all the letters in one place and then carried them all back?
I don't know. I mean, I think his strategy was finishing quickly and looking good. I mean, he didn't really think it through because, like, it was pointed out that he could have added an S to expand his word.
Like, can you only carry one letter at a time?
Maybe that was one of the rules. I mean, sometimes they don't explain all the rules to the people at home.
So did he, like, put all the letters in one place and then just go run back and forth and just go get the letters from the one place he had?
I didn't notice that when we were watching it, maybe because I was updating something, but that wasn't talked about on the feeds in any way, as in he said, oh, I had this special strategy where I would hide letters or anything. No.
So then Donnie ends up, he has splitters. Paola tries to spell Kalturu, C-A-L-T-O-R-U. Yeah.
I came up with my own word, and I don't even know what it means.
Really, if you're on the block, I mean, shouldn't you at least come up with a word? I mean, and just like, that feels like a not even trying, just to not even have a word when the bell rings.
Yeah, and I think she said later that she was trying to spell calculator or something and couldn't find the letters and just tried to throw together something that could have possibly been a word. I don't know.
I don't know. All right, so Donnie is as fear the beard, Bugs. Do you think that Donnie had an unfair advantage of finding the lice with his massive beard?
Because he's grown accustomed to picking them out? Is that what you're saying?
Possibly.
No, I don't think he's a life beard man. I think he grew it for the show.
Okay. So, Caleb summons Joey to the HOH, and this is a real Godfather moment. I think they even tried to put the Godfather type music underneath this of Caleb, and basically he's really dressing down Joey for what she did, and basically is like, we know what you did. We know that you tried to start the Girls Alliance. And she's like, yeah, I thought there was a guys' alliance, you know? And he's like, we saw all the pow-pows, or the pow-wows. You tried to do this, and you failed. He's like, you know, it's just way too early for that. Because if anybody knows that it's way too early to make a gender-based alliance in the game, it's the Bomb Squad.
Oh, yeah. Well, all she had to come back and say, though, was, well, I'm sorry for trying to plot against you.
Yeah, I don't know what. She probably should have asked, hey, can I get in the Bomb Squad? Do you guys have any openings for me?
I mean, no, she should have went to Devin.
She should have went to Devin. I mean,
in the middle of the night.
I mean, for Joey, like, has... well, I guess we'll talk about this in the live feeds. I'm interested to know if she is ever like if I was in the Big Brother house and I was in Joey's position and I started this Women's Alliance and then all of a sudden the entire house came back against me because it seems like she should realize that she was onto something, that there is a guys alliance in the house, that the fact that she started a girls alliance and that all the guys in the house were like, she's got to go. I feel like this should be the evidence she needs to get the girls to know there is a guys alliance in the house. But she's sort of like, whoa, sorry for bringing that up. But I guess there's no guys alliance. I feel stupid now.
Yeah, but see, the problem is Christine and Amber are in that guy's alliance, you know?
So are you saying that it was a smart move to have Christine and Amber, the smokescreen, in the Bomb Squad? Did Devin actually do a good job?
That's a tough question. Maybe.
Yeah.
If Derek had not seen that going down and had not went up and kind of ratted them out, Caleb would never have had that talk with Amber, and Amber may have felt free to just float along with that as an option.
Yeah.
Without having to come out about it. So, I mean, that's a tough thing. So if it was, if you have to say, well, in a roundabout way, that crazy move that he made kind of turned out well, yeah, I guess you could say that. but it's still just reckless. You know, I mean, when you throw 15 things at a wall, one of them might stick.
And sometimes you end up with Calturo.
Yeah, but that would have been crazy if that just turned out to be some kind of weird word that we never use, right?
Yeah. So Caleb says, well, it's a good thing that you told us. It's a good thing that you came to us. And again, if I'm Joey, I'm like, can I clarify? Who is us? You mean the Guys Alliance? It's a good thing that I came into the Guys Alliance and was open about the fact I tried to start a Girls Alliance. Like, you know, and
he's weird. What's weird about this is she's on the block against Pow Pow, who originally started the Girls Alliance. This is like an extension of the existing Girls Alliance that she got in trouble for trying to expand, right? So, I mean, did she really... She tried to expand the Girls Alliance. If she could get in there and... I wish she could have got in there and just thrown Pow Pow under the bus somehow.
Okay, so then we have the nomination, or the veto ceremony, and Donnie takes himself off the block, and Joey goes up, and then we set up a Joey versus Pow Pow for Thursday night. All right, so we're going to get to taking some of your questions. So, Scott, I want to do this in two waves. If we could, I'd love to take some questions about just the TV show, and then if we could, then we'll take some other questions, the rest of the questions pertaining to the live feeds after the fact. So let's see if we can try and make that work out. So try not to do anything, only things from the TV show, if that's possible. Of course, we will be live again on Thursday night after the live eviction, of course, with Ian Terry, of course, and then we'll be all caught up on live feed, so there'll be no spoilers for the Thursday show. All right, let's get into taking some of these questions. Let's start off here with Amazing Race Know-It-All. How do you think the live HOH competition will play out if two will win? This is a good question. Brian, what do you think? Is it going to be like the top two finishers are going to be the HOH for the week or for the weekend?
Yeah, I don't really feel like that they're going to divide them up again, right? I mean, the dividing up of the house guests and having half of them compete in one and half of them compete in another, you know, if they're not really on teams in the house, then why split them up for another HOH competition? So maybe they'll pair them up. Could that be something that they do? I don't know.
That's interesting. We saw that on Big Brother Canada earlier this year where they had, that was one of the early HOH competitions. So do you think that we will end the show tomorrow night with HOHs in place, or will it be one of these things where, okay, tune in Sunday to find out who wins the HOH competition?
I would figure that we would have HOHs because the last HOH was an endurance competition, right? And they haven't, in the U.S. version, haven't traditionally wanted to end a questions comp in the middle at the end of the show. So I would figure that there would be HOHs, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I think you're right because I think that, and Big Brother Canada in this past season, they I think maybe once or twice they ended the episode with there being the new HOH. And I think they definitely did it a few times last summer, but with having to do the nominations and the Battle of the Block on Sunday night's episode, they don't have time to be messing around with finishing up the HOH competition. And that's
no,
good.
I mean,
I like,
they've got to go.
I like ending the Thursday show with the HOH, and then we can come on and talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of sucks to have to come podcast and not know who the HOH is, and you can't talk about what they might do
yeah.
at that point.
Okay, all right, so let's take another question. Let's go to this one, which is from Danny Raisin 4, and Danny Raisin wants to know, why are people spelling smaller words each season? I remember people weren't safe with 11 or 12 letters in seasons past. Brian, any thoughts on this?
Because these house guests don't have enough game knowledge to know to be looking out for this type of competition, possibly. And so they don't have a go-to plan going into it, you know? I mean,
yeah.
People that know this competition and have watched this. I mean, you see Christine sitting on the sideline for this, right? I'm sure she would have had a good plan. Donnie won, and he's one of the other people I would think that had a decent plan. I mean, nine letters is decent.
Okay. Let's go to McGurk, USC. McGurk wants to know, does Paola have the least chance to win a competition of any house guest ever? I think so. I think that might be a little unfair to the Pal Pal. What do you think, Brian?
I think it's definitely unfair to judge somebody with, like, we're not even to the first eviction. This girl could just, like, be totally badass in an endurance comp, right?
Yeah.
It's designed for a woman. I don't know that, I mean, she could have some good memory skills. I mean, she's obviously artistic in a way and creative. I mean, you could never count out someone's creativity when they're an artist. So I think she has the ability to win some competitions along the way. She's going to be trying, which is something you can't say for a lot of these house guests.
Okay, let's go to Orin Shaw. Orin says, who had a worse week, Joey in the BB house or Jesse BB15 on Twitter? Okay, I was talking about this on the Patreon podcast last night, the BB15 Twitter war from this week. Brian, have you been following any of that?
I wasn't following it, but I did see a little bit of it because, I mean, it was a slow day on the feeds, and it was kind of sad that Big Brother 15 kind of took over the drama and boosted up Big Brother for the day. It was great.
But really, are you buying everything that the Big Brother 15, and I don't want to lump in the entire cast, but it looked like there was, in one day, there was fights between Jesse, Gina Marie, Andy, Amanda. Was there anybody else in the mix?
I mean, really, I don't think so.
Okay, so but those four. But there was some feuding happening on Twitter. Do you feel like, was that the BB15 people say, like, uh-oh, people are really liking BB16. We need to get our name out there again. Time to make some headlines. So we're going to go online and, you know, this person is on drugs. This person is an a-hole. I hate this person. Do you think that it was, like, are they that savvy with the media, or do you think that these things are really happening and the BB15 cast is just always going to be the BB15 cast?
You're using words like savvy, and I think the highlight of all those tweets was when Gina Marie called Killer Kowalski, what was it, use hose, verbalized.
Yeah.
Use hoes.
Yeah, part of me just feels like that they felt left out. That it was almost like, you know, when you bring home a new baby and the dog is like, oh, like acting out because nobody's giving the dog attention.
I thought it was epic. I mean, it was completely entertaining. It was slow day on the feed, so I kind of appreciated it.
Okay.
I mean, if it was that was what their intent was to entertain us on a slow day feed. Now, obviously, they probably have hate and animosity towards each other.
Yeah.
And that even happier when I think about it like that.
All right. Well, Judd is going to be on the show on Sunday night. Maybe we'll ask him what he thinks about some of this live feed or Twitter drama. Okay. Cy Young, the great pitcher, says, please speak on Zach and Frankie. Zanky's going full force. All right. Well, we will talk more about that in the live feed section, which is a great segue. So let's get into talking about the live feeds. We're going to let your TV watchers off here. Join us on Thursday night when we talk about everything. Ian Terry is scheduled to be with us tomorrow night as well. That show is going to kick off at 10:15 p.m. Eastern for the Big Brother post-eviction recap. If you want to check out the live feeds, if we have whet your appetite for finding out what Brian gets to see all day long, you can also still sign up for the Big Brother live feeds. Get a free trial for a couple days to sign up. Go to robhasawebsite.com/livefeeds if you want to check that out. Brian, all right, so here we go. This is the warning for, we're going to talk spoilers. Beep, spoilers. Okay. Spoilers, bro. Okay. Let's talk about spoilers, Brian. Okay. So, Brian, we've last spoke on Sunday night, and while that there has not been a lot of game moves taking place, is that fair to say? But it's been still a fun week?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you update us on the game stuff first? What have been the big stories over the last 3 days?
Well, I mean, from this point that we watched the show ended, Devin has been the most vocal with Paola about not campaigning, that Joey would kind of sink her own ship. And she's kind of really done that and resigned to herself to her fate. You know, I mean, she feels like she's going home. Everybody else says that she's going home. Even people that are likely to vote for her, like Brittany, are telling her that she can't really stick her neck on the chopping block to throw her a vote when everybody else is going to be voting against her. And she's not really, and Joey's not really making a big deal about that. So, I mean, she's tried, she's put forth effort in the game, and she just can't really make any kind of connections.
Okay. Who's Joey's closest ally in the house, would you say?
Joey has no allies. I mean, I would say one of the girls, Brittany, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. So, Joey, will it be a unanimous vote on Thursday? Give me your Brian Lynch official vote prediction.
Yeah, so that would be 13-0. I mean, with that many people voting, you got to think that someone's going to get itchy to throw out a hinky vote. So I'm going to say 12-1.
12-1. Boy, that would be huge. Has there ever been a 13-0 vote in Big Brother history?
Oh, wow. I mean, maybe. I mean, we've had a lot of people. I mean, how many people?
I got to think 13-0 is the biggest, it's got to be the most lopsided vote.
Yeah. I guess so.
I guess we have to figure out how many seasons had 16 house guests.
It's a Wikipedia.
Yeah. You'll ask Ian Terry tomorrow. Okay.
You can ramble it immediately.
Tell me about Alex, Brian.
Oh, yeah. Alex is like, this is, Joey's kind of already sank her boat, right? So Alex is Joey's kind of male alter ego. She runs around, or he runs around, and just acts like a dude. And it's aggravated some people, but I don't think it really is anything. I mean, it's kind of, it's funny sometimes when she's not screaming, but you know, I mean, her ship was sunk already. So she was just having fun in the house, and we'll see that on tomorrow's show, most likely.
Has Joey had anything to do with Team America yet?
No, I mean, that's something we'll talk about. She exposed Team America to Hayden, who, as far as I know, has kept it secret.
Any reason?
I think in an effort to get his vote, right? She told him that she was voted in as Team America, and that it was, addressing your question, that it would start Friday, is okay. What she said.
Okay. Well, did they tell her that, or do you think she's just speculating?
I think they must have told her that. I mean, how would you speculate with certainty about something like that?
Okay, well, we are supposed to get the second member tomorrow, so that would be at least two people.
Right, so, I mean, they could start a task for them tomorrow, couldn't they, with a live vote?
Yeah, I think so. It certainly could happen, but I think that we would have to vote on what they were going to do, right?
Yeah, but they could do it live and just make it a Twitter vote, and they better hop to it because we might get, you know, the next person voted in is, they might just get voted out.
the next person that gets voted into Team America. It's very possible. So let's talk about Caleb and Amber, because this is fun. And people have been sending me like clips to look at all week, and people have been sending me a bunch of the stuff that people are like, that he's saying, and just like collecting a whole bunch of these things. So, Brian, tell me about the state of the Caleb and Amber nomance.
It is truly a nomance now. Both of them don't want anything to do with each other, but they're still an alliance, and they're willing to work with each other for the sake of their alliance.
Okay.
And
give me the highlights, Brian. Give me the best of Caleb and Amber for the week.
Okay. Well, there was, no matter what did happen up to that point, there was a moment where Caleb and Amber were talking about how close they actually lived together. And so I kind of figured out it was like 3 hours they lived apart. And she had told him that she had had a long distance relationship of 5 hours or something like that before. So Caleb, in his mind, is getting the courage to tell her his true feelings about her, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when he eventually does this, with the egging on of all the guys, right? All the guys have been pushing this, saying that, making up stuff too, that, oh, she's just so into you. Oh, I know she was looking at you when your back was turned, that kind of stuff. Oh my gosh. And basically he told her his feelings for her, and then she didn't really say no, but she implied no. And he left the conversation, well, she didn't say no, and she left the conversation around to tell the girls how creepy it was and how she just kind of feels odd about it now. Eventually, Devin told him that she wasn't into him, and that she had said something about him being full of himself. And so now he's pissed off at her, and now they're enemies.
Now, does she know that they're enemies?
I don't think so. So she thinks that this was kind of how I know she wasn't playing him, right? Because she thinks that what she told him when he confronted her about like his feelings for her, what she thinks she told him he understood is no. She doesn't know that he thought that he still had a chance after that, and then Devin had told him that he had no shot.
Yeah. I wonder if it's sort of like a case where, you know, has Caleb ever heard no from somebody that he is going after, you know, that in his town or whatever, you know? I would imagine that he probably does pretty well. Now, this is a woman who's a model. Like, he's in the big pond now, this is not the, you know, big fish in the small pond anymore. And I just wonder if he knows how to deal with rejection.
Well, obviously he doesn't. I mean, for a while, seriously, before this all went down, when he was talking to somebody, he said, well, if I end up going and telling her about my feelings and she tells me no, then we'll just evict her. This was before the veto ceremony. So, I mean, she was really kind of in danger that she's kind of lucked out that all this didn't happen before the veto ceremony.
Yeah, you know, we've never really had this sort of like, it's almost like sort of like a casting couch type situation where it's sort of like, either you can date me or you're going to get evicted. So if you want to stay in the house, you need to go out with me. And so it really is like, I don't think we've ever had that situation before in Big Brother.
Well, I mean, it's kind of come back around. It's kind of cycled through, and he's willing to not target her immediately, I guess.
If they hold hands?
No, I mean, I think he's over it now.
Okay. All right, we'll see.
Because he said that for too long that his feelings towards her has clouded his judgment in the game, and now he's going to play from this point on all about game. But you hear him, you catch him on the feeds, I guarantee if I turn it on right now and went to a Caleb conversation, he's going to be talking about Amber.
Okay.
Without a doubt.
Right now for the bomb squad, who's their target next week?
Some of them want to just go back after Donnie and put up Paola. It just depends on who you talk to, right? So Devin's not down with getting rid of Donnie at this point. Really, Zach had tried to organize this thing and get Cody and Derek on board to really dissolve the bomb squad and go after Devin immediately. And Zach was pushing it really hard. They were going to pull in Christine and go after him somehow. Maybe get Brittany, if she won HOH, to talk to her, to try to backdoor him in some way. But Frankie shut it down. Frankie said, we're in a good position. Yeah. No matter who wins at HOH, we got someone in the bomb squad that can go talk to that person and influence them on who to put up or whatnot. So much as hard as Zach's playing, it's a good thing, I think, that he has Frankie with him to calm him down a little bit.
Oh, well, we'll talk about that next. But yeah, if you're Zach, if you're Frankie, if you're Cody, if you're Derek, ride this thing out now. You know, it's too late. You're already in the bomb squad. Ride it until Caleb and Derek are Caleb and Devin are the next two people to go home, because as I know, not everybody saw the Big Brother Canada. You don't want to be the Arlie who it's like, okay, now you were in this alliance and then you flip to go to the new alliance. And guess what? Then you're the first person that gets picked off once the new alliance gets going, because now you're the alpha dog. So ride it out. You're with Devin. You're with Caleb. Just stick with these guys. See how far you can ride them.
Yeah, especially when it appears like they're going to be the flashpoint for whatever goes down. You know, they're going to be the targets when it comes down to anybody else getting power.
Hide behind those guys for a while. Okay, let's talk about Frank and Zach, because, Brian, I'm hearing a lot of things. I'm seeing some things. First off, is there anything romantic happening between Frankie and Zach?
I mean, there's like charming going on, right? I mean, I told you they kind of snuggle and lay on each other and cuddle, but I mean, Frankie is kind of got like that relationship with everyone in the house, you know? I mean, even Caleb, he'll go up and hug him and kind of snuggle up to him or whatever for a minute, but Zach is all about returning the affection, really, with it. And I've also heard that Cody had told Brittany that Zach had said something about he would do Frankie or something like that. And so it's going around the house that
Zach
might
be the better. Clip that I had seen, that somebody had posted that on Facebook, where Cody is like on the Barca lounger with Brittany and they're talking. And Cody was claiming that, yeah, Zach had said that he would definitely do Frankie, and he wasn't joking, and that Cody was in the room with them one time and they were on the bed together and he thought they were going to make out.
Yeah. I mean, okay, Brittany and Cody, this is that video took place at sunrise. They're sitting out watching the sunrise.
Okay.
Brittany and Cody are.
Is that a showmance? Brittany and Cody?
Cody has eyes for Brittany. We've seen today that Paola has eyes for Cody. Well, a lot of people like Cody. Zach is charming. I mean, it's kind of like a weird circle they got going on. Everybody is kind of fascinated with everybody that's not fascinated with them.
Yeah, it is crazy. Brian, call right now. Will Frankie and Zach be an item at any point this season? I'm not talking strategically.
Not strategically, no. I mean, not strategically, yes, but strategically, no. Wait.
Okay.
They may make out, but it would be for strategy.
Wait. Do you think that Zach is willing to do what Amber isn't, and basically is going to go along with hooking up with Frankie to for strategy?
I think he might be. I mean, Frankie's willing to. Frankie's already said, well, if he tries to kiss me, I'm all down. I'll do it.
So Frankie's already talking about if Zach kisses him.
Yeah. I mean, it is open as can be. I mean, this, it is hilarious. It really is.
That's very open. Brian, you talked about on Sunday night how Frankie was hypnotizing people. Is it possible that Frankie has hypnotized Zach?
Frankie has hypnotized everybody in the house. He's hypnotized a lot of people outside of the house. He's actually one of the better gamers in the house, I believe. He has a composure, not just a physically composure where he can just like remain calm at any specific moment. He has game composure, as in not to overreact to everything, to stand back and to think about everything. He's really kind of like the level for Zach. So if they do stick together and they tell each other they're going to Final Two together, if they do stick together like that, they could be very formidable. However, like you said, it's open. Everybody knows about it, right?
Okay. Well, I'm rooting for this, Brian. I'm pulling for this. I hope it happens. I want to see this in my lifetime. The first gay showmance on Big Brother.
It's not going to be a gay showmance. Oh my God. I don't think Zach's gay at all, but I think he's willing to use whatever charms he has to advance himself in the game.
Okay. So you think that he's willing to potentially go there for his strategy?
Yeah. I mean, he would, if he was gay. Wow, I mean, he would have been honest about it, right? Or not, I mean.
He says he's lying to everybody. Maybe he was lying that he was straight. How about that?
I don't think he ever said he was straight, though.
Yeah, he never said anything. That's
he
right.
He said he didn't like girls, didn't he?
Duh. Is that what he said? He said he didn't like girls?
He hadn't had a girlfriend since, like, second grade.
Well, now this makes sense.
Distraction.
Distraction, right? You don't hear Caleb talking about girls as distractions.
But then again, he does have, like, serious dance moves, and, like, he'll throw the Zach attack up on the girls. And he's kind of, he does kind of work the girls, too. So, I mean, and it's not, I mean, especially Nicole. So, and Nicole's got that thing. Okay, there's the showmance, right, waiting to start up. Nicole and Hayden.
Okay. It's a thing?
They've agreed not to showmance. They've already agreed to go out on a date afterwards. And then within 20 minutes, they're already talking about sneaking a cuddle at some point.
How does Christine feel about this?
Christine knows about this, and she is the go-between because Hayden and Nicole have started a fake fuss kind of thing.
What's a fake fuss?
Well, it's not a fight, right? She didn't want to fight. Hayden talked to her about starting some kind of fight to put distance between them. And she didn't want to do that, but she's kind of going around. I forget exactly what she said they're arguing about, but it's just something I think she's probably saying, like, I don't really want to talk about it, but blah, blah, blah. And since people think of her as close to Christine, that they kind of believe her, right? Because she's also got Christine saying that. So she's not really been hanging around Hayden all that much. And plus she's got Christine to hang around with all the time. And Christine's the go-between for them. And I think if you go back to the graph, they were all three grouped together in a graph that we done. So,
Brian, I have some breaking news. According to Tyler in the chat room, Cody and Frankie have been cuddling on the couch right at this moment.
That doesn't surprise me. I mean, Frankie's cuddled with everybody.
Does anybody say, you know what, Frankie, I'm good. I don't want to cuddle with you.
Listen, Victoria, you know, like, she's afraid to see what, like, all her mom's going to see on the feeds, right? And so she's really conservative about everything. And so during, like, their dance-a-thon, Frankie comes out, picks her up, wraps her legs around his waist like here, and start dancing like dirty dance. Woo, woo, woo!
All right, that's a gif now.
Oh, my God, don't, my mama's going to see this.
Okay, let's bounce around a couple of other people that we haven't talked about as much. Is there anybody else? Tell me about what Derek is doing lately.
Oh, well, he's kind of framing Devin for being a cop.
Why? Why would he do that?
I mean, there's this school of thought when you're trying to hide something that you blame your opponent for it, right?
Yeah, it's the whoever smelt it dealt it theory.
Yeah, so you fart, and when the first person that smells it, you're like, oh, I smelt it dealt.
Yeah, the first person that's like, hey, do you smell something? It's like, it was that person. Whoever smelt it dealt it. Whoever accused another person of the cop actually is a cop.
Yeah, so I mean, is it a bad thing? Does it put... Of course, like I would say, just stay away from the whole talking about a cop. So you, a cop comes out of your mouth, you look like a cop, someone, a light bulb might go off, but he has no qualms about going out and doing these crazy things, talking about Devin being a cop and saying, well, this is why he's a cop, and coming now with all these, you know, theories. So he's got people kind of believing it, maybe? Hmm. I don't know, but I think it's just hilarious since Devin didn't want to believe Donnie, and now Derek's putting it on Devin that he's a cop and he's not telling the truth about who he is.
Oh my God. Okay, so who else? Give me. What about Jocasta? Besides making an alliance with God, what's she up to this week?
She's had like she's been doing a lot of prayer group as big as six people together. I think
who's in the prayer group?
Wow, Nicole was there.
Okay,
Derek was there. Of course, Pow Pow was there, and oh my God, some other people. But anyway, I can find out a second.
Okay, I want to ask you about one other thing that you you pointed out in your rundown of the week. You said that Cody claims to have been offered money for someone to pee on him. Is that true, Brian?
Yeah. Oh my God. And other stuff is what he said. I want to say what it was. He said that he was offered money to do something fetishy or something like that.
So it
and
was
someone said, oh, I'm somebody to pee on you. And he agreed that was it.
Okay. So I'm assuming it was a man that offered him this deal.
That was not discussed.
Yeah. Okay. would Zach take this deal because he loves money so much that he would do anything for to get paid?
I don't know. I think he like just because you like money, you might not be into water sports. So
there you go. All right. I think on that note, let's wrap it up. We like money. That's good. But you know, that doesn't necessarily mean we like everything, right?
Yeah, we like money, but not necessarily golden showers.
Okay, good. All right, so 24 hours from now, somebody will be evicted from the Big Brother 16 house, and then right after, we will be live to talk about it, and it will be a lot of fun. Oh, I forgot, we're going to take some questions. All right, so let's fire away a couple of questions after the live feed. I was ready to end the show. So let's see. Okay, we talked about Zach and Frankie. Scott, do we have any live feed questions? Let's go to Zachary Zarnett Klein. What is a bigger failure of a twist, Saboteur or Team America? Well, I don't think Team America has necessarily failed yet, right?
No, I mean, Saboteur, I mean, why is it considered a failure? Just because she got voted out?
I think that's probably why. Yeah.
I mean, I would consider a failure like something that just like extremely screws up the game. You know, just because she got voted out doesn't mean just because Annie got voted out doesn't mean the twist was a failure. It just means she sucked as a player.
Okay. Yeah, and she has a huge spine though. According to Matt Hoffman. Hoffman, yeah. On the $25 Pura hat mitt. This is from Joey's Hair. BB16 says, how can Joey save herself from possible eviction? The house guests seem to pretend to not get Alex. All right, so how can Joey save herself from eviction? All right, so let's brainstorm. No bad ideas in brainstorming. Okay, what if Joey commits a murder and frames Pow Pow? How about that?
That's not going to save her.
That's not going to save her?
Her evicted. That's going to get her evicted immediately if I get expelled from the house.
Oh. All right, you got any ideas?
Because she can't, like, sneak around and kill somebody.
What if she's a Navy SEAL?
Well, I mean, she may be able to sneak up behind them and kill them, but you can't really hide from a camera, right?
Okay. So, any other ideas? Come on, Brian. Let's give me something.
I mean, she's got to get to... Okay, I mean, she thinks there's a guy's alliance, right?
Right.
She's already tried going to Caleb. And to Devin. Devin's kind of put in her head, you know, we're kind of in this secret, we're secret allies or something. So she's trying to do what she thinks is right. I think you just got to keep going to different guys that you think might be in that alliance. People that might be controlled. I'd go to Frankie. Screw it. I'd just go straight to Frankie and just beg and give him like, I would offer everything. I'll say, you know what? I don't even care. I don't even want to make an alliance with you. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to prove it to you. I'm taking you to file two. And as long as you just keep me in this house this week, I'm going to prove it to you. And just, like, get something out of it. Just, like, an effort for somebody to try to even ask for votes because she's packed it in. No one's willing to vote for her.
Yeah.
She needs a lump, a whole – she needs all votes. She needs 8 votes, 7.
What if she dates Caleb? How about that?
No.
No. Okay. All right.
I think Caleb's out of it.
Let's go to Kimberly E. Says, who needs to win HOH the most tomorrow? Okay, this is a good question. Who needs it the most?
I think Donnie really needs to win HOH, or he'll be back on the block.
Okay.
Depending on who wins. I figure if Zach would go up there, he would throw Donnie. Just because they don't expect Donnie to win anything, although he's already won something.
All right. Let's do a few more questions. Gambleman23 wants to know, what do you think about Derek playing the best social game so far? He's got the Bomb Squad and Victoria in his pocket. Would you say Derek is playing the best social game?
I'm going to say yes at this point, because I even saw, I didn't see this conversation, but I saw saw it texted out that it was between him and Cody, and Derek was saying that he has to stay close to Caleb just in case they have to backdoor Zach. So he's already thinking about that, which it has a possibility. I mean, it's a possibility now. I mean, it wasn't a possibility as far as I knew before that.
Okay. All right. So, boy, everybody wants to backdoor Zach in the Big Brother house. Let's go to Alex Vola, who says, what happens with Joey's spot on Team America if she's evicted? Another week of voting? Do we go back to school? Or we'll have a new member of Team America on Thursday.
Yeah, and if they get tired of, they may say, like, at the next vote that we're voting for two at once, right?
Yeah.
But just to get it, because they would have done three single votes. Or they could just do another single vote, just add another single vote. And who's to say if on down the line that there are three people and one of them gets evicted, that we're not allowed to vote again to put another one back in. So I think they can do just about anything with this twist. It's not necessarily dead.
Okay. I don't think it's dead. If we have two people in Team America, who cares? Oh, it only works if there's three people in Team America. Okay. How about Dylan? Dylan McCann wants to know, is Devin the worst player since LaJuan? Is he worse than Paul from Big Brother Canada 2? Boy, was LaJuan that bad a player? I mean, LaJuan did a very dumb thing, but I don't know if LaJuan was the worst player.
I mean, when you ask to be evicted,
he made a dumb mistake. I think the worst Big Brother player in history, I think, is Keith Sangels. I think that's the worst. You can't tell me LaJuan is worse than Keith Sangels.
I mean, LaJuan did make it to. He did make it to a jury, didn't he?
He might have been the last person out on the jury.
He made it a while, yeah.
Yeah.
So. And Keith went out first, so...
Yeah, Keith's the worst.
So tell me how bad Keith was.
Yeah, you give me the season of Big Brother. You put Keith in the house, he's the first one out. I don't think there's anybody else you could say about that. You put LaJuan in this season, people love LaJuan. He did a dumb thing, but that's not the same as being the worst player.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't... Yeah. When you judge worst players, the first thing you think of is... Most people think of worst moves, right? So if you think of worst moves, LaJuan would definitely be in the top three.
Hey, Marcellus did a dumb thing, too. You don't talk about him as the worst player. Tyson on Survivor did a dumb thing one time. You know, it doesn't mean he's a great player. You know, sometimes you do something, he did a dumb thing. But I don't think that makes him the worst player. Make him the best player?
I agree
with that. No. He did a dumb thing.
That all makes me.
And the guy can, have you watched any of that guy's YouTube videos? The guy can sing. Okay. Grant Plater says, what happened to Zach trying to throw comps? Yeah, what happened to that?
Yeah, I know. I mean, he felt like, I mean, he did want Donnie out. So he wanted to secure the nominations for the Bomb Squad and get Donnie out is what he wanted. I mean, he didn't really do himself any favors by quitting early in the competition when he could have added extra letters to his word and then declaring victory as in, he's the smartest person in the world, I'm done early, and no one can touch me, and I know I'm going to win. I mean, is that just a joke or what? I mean, is that his game?
I don't know.
I think his game is overconfidence in a way. It like endures him to people. Like when he's around Frank, is like, oh my God, this is so great. We're in a, like, we got Final Four handed to us. They put us in the house with a bunch of idiots, you know? Overconfidence is like his thing.
That's his thing. Okay, let's do two more questions. One from Twitter. Brian, Sarah Ferguson on Twitter wants to know, what chat room are you usually in? Maybe we should start an RHAP chat room. Do you do the chat when you watch the live feeds?
Sometimes I jump in and out of different rooms.
Would you want a chat room to chat with RHAP feed watchers?
Yeah, if anybody wants to start a room and invite me to it, I'll try to come to it and talk to them.
I think that's a good idea.
I warn everybody. I don't stick in the chat rooms a lot because I'm pretty much all the time transcribing what people are saying onto Twitter. So it's kind of hard to do the Twitter thing, the feeds, and the chat room all at the same time.
Okay. All right. Let's do one more question here tonight from Blue Duck. How far do you guys think that the Bomb Squad will last without losing a member? Okay. Brian, does the Bomb Squad member go home this week?
I mean, I would say that's like a 50-50 shot, really. I think it just depends on who wins HOH. I mean, they do have, if it's a split thing, if it's split HOH where there's one Bomb Squad and one not, they have an opportunity to squeak by, right, without having the non-Bomb Squad HOH, that person's nominations to stick. But if two non-Bomb Squad members win HOH, they're really at the mercy of their social game. They're going to have to depend on those connections that they have to everybody in the house and their own team members to manipulate people on their behalf and without their control over it. So that's a big, huge danger for anybody. You know, they're all going to be freaking out.
Yeah. Okay, we'll see exactly what's going to happen. You know, I was thinking about this whole idea of the Guys Alliance, and you know, people are like, oh, well, the Brigade did it. But, you know, just thinking about it, like, the guys in the Brigade were all good players, you know? All four of those guys were really good players at the game, you know? And so when like, the moving company comes together, like, hey, we're five guys, we should have an alliance. Or like, hey, we're six guys, we should have an alliance. Like, it doesn't work just because you have the numbers. Like, you actually have to have good people in the alliance for it to actually work.
Right. It's not... They call it an all-guys alliance, but it's not necessarily all of the guys in the house. Like Joey was trying to get all of the girls in the house into the all-girl alliance. You know, she should have just went ahead with what they had or tried to strengthen the bonds. She said that El Cuatro really wasn't panning out. I think she insinuated that it wasn't working out the way they had thought it was going to. And I don't know why you don't go to strengthening those bonds instead of just trying to add members to the group.
Okay. All right. So, but,
you know, that's Devin's big move.
His big move. All right. So we'll see how it all plays out on Thursday night. I'm looking forward to the live show. We'll be back at 10:15 p.m. on Thursday. Ian Terry should be here. Very much looking forward to it. I am looking for more people to help with doing some recaps of these live shows that I do with Brian. If you're interested in potentially helping out with writing the episode summaries that you see on the website, if that sounds like something you might be interested in, send me an email, rob@robhasawebsite.com. Also, if you have any questions about your live feed bingo cards or if you need any help with that, email me anytime, rob@robhasawebsite.com. I also want to say quickly thank you to all of you guys who have been using our link for Amazon.com to make purchases and help support Rob Has a Podcast. I have not been talking about it much lately, but a lot of people have been continuing to use it without me having to talk about it. So thank you guys very much for thinking of me. I always greatly, greatly appreciate it when you start your shopping at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. Okay, looking forward to tomorrow night. We will be back here live. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel if you want to see all of our video shows. robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. Brian, is there anything else?
Oh, no, I'm just looking forward to tomorrow's episode and seeing all of the dancing and the unveiling of the Zack Attack move.
Okay, what's the Zack Attack move?
It's like Zach's dance move that he's called it the Zach Attack, and he's been teaching like everybody in there, like Frankie and Hayden. It's like it's a mix between a pelvic thrust and a twerk, like that.
Okay,
and he'll jump around and then just thrust.
Oh boy! All right. Okay, well, we will see. Brian Lynch with more dance moves potentially tomorrow. I've seen videos on YouTube of Zach dancing.
Yeah, and it's not just him. I mean, Hayden's getting down. Frankie is just badass. I mean, they all can dance, you know?
Yep. Oh, boy. Okay.
And they're teaching Cody to stomach roll and all sorts of stuff, so... Ladies, get on the feeds.
All right, Brian. Talk to you tomorrow night. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Really appreciate it. Let us know what you think in the comments, and we'll talk to you on Thursday after the eviction. Take care, everybody. Bye.